William Bounce, Bryan Fire Marshal, Bryan Fire Department, and what's been going on since we last visited?
Well, I think everybody kind of knows it's been in the news. Our fire chief received Fire Chief of the Year awards from the Texas Fire Chiefs Association. We were very proud of Randy for getting that honor. He definitely deserved it for the work he's done to lead our fire department in the years that he's been chief through some difficult times. And we also received a Safety Impact Award, which our department definitely could not have done without his leadership. It does take a whole team, and I know that all of the individuals inside our department has worked hard to implement the aspects that and the programs that that they looked at implementing to get that award. And we can't go without saying how important it is that the city supported the changes that needed to be made and the upgrades that we needed, because of course that took money, it took finances, took things such as this that of course Keene Register, the mayor, the city council, all of those people had to come in and support us to help us make those changes.
In fact, there was another presentation made with the chief in person at this week's city council meeting, so that was nice to see that happen.
It was a wonderful thing, and it just shows again how much the city supports Randy and his leadership.
Visiting with William Bounce, Deputy Fire Marshal with the Bryan Fire Department, what else is happening?
Well, you know, we got spring break coming up, and of course, you know, there's been all kinds of people trying to help out with tips and things. I thought I would try to talk about aspects of spring break and the spring coming and stuff that we'll be starting to do. We've already had lots of water, and there's been places that have had even more water, and of course, with water comes emergencies sometimes, water rescues and so on, and we have equipment for that, and we hope we don't have to use it, but when the occurrence comes about, then we put out our boats and our rescue teams and we go to work. We did actually have several responses last year and the year before for all of our boats and our rescue squads. I just want to mention to everybody again, I always feel like we need to mention again, that if we do have another monumental rain like we had the other day and things get over their banks, the creeks and rivers get over their banks and start flooding places, streets and so on, not to drive into that water, because you just never know when it's going to be a little deeper than it appears, moving swifter than it appears. It really does not take that much water getting under those tires for your vehicle to start sliding whatever direction that water wants it to go. And of course, we had a news article just the other day of one that flipped in an accident into the water, and great outcome because the infant was saved by emergency personnel. I believe it was police officers that got there first, but unfortunately she did not survive, the mother. But if we have weather like we've had, we definitely need to be thinking about taking it easy, slowing down in the rain, and not going into water. We're hoping spring break's going to give us some really nice weather. Everybody will be able to get out. Just remember that if you get out and you start doing activities, we want to be safe about it. If we start barbecuing, let's make sure we have an extinguishment source nearby. Let's not have any disasters fire-related from that. Do be careful. There will be a lot of people out on the roads if the weather's good. They'll be coming to the lake, coming from the lake. You may have some drivers that are pulling a camper or a boat. Maybe they haven't done that in a while, so the other drivers need to be watching for maybe a kind of a rookie at the wheel with something like that. And just be watching around you as you travel.
Same thing goes if you get a little spent behind the wheel yourself, to pull over and take a break.
Absolutely. That is something that's brought out by DPS all the time. Their PIO does a great job of trying to bring that out during all the holiday messages. But it is very important to take a break every now and then, get out, stretch your legs, give yourself a chance, your eyes a chance to kind of refocus on things other than down that long white line, and get yourself a short break and get the blood flowing again all through the body. And it'll just make for a safe trip and a better outcome.
All right, very good. Another few seconds to go. Anything else before we close out this one?
I do want to say that if anybody has any questions about anything fire-related or safety-related, they can always call our office at 209-5960, and we will try to assist them with getting the information they need.
Very good. You have a good spring break, too.
Thank you.
William Bowles, Deputy Fire Marshal, Bryan Fire Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.